Hello, my name is Audrey, and I'm a principal consultant in the Seattle area and a Microsoft Certified Office Specialist for SharePoint 2013. Today, we're continuing on a five-part series on the 101 of using SharePoint apps. Today is part two, which is focused on maximizing built-in apps. This is a level 100 series, so you don't have to be a site collection admin, you don't have to be a tenant admin, you don't have to be a server admin, and you definitely don't have to be a developer to benefit from all the information in this series. You can, if you are a SharePoint user, benefit from anything I'm going to show you today if you're using SharePoint 2013 or SharePoint on Office 365. So today I want to get started right away with a demonstration of one of my favorite built-in apps, and that's the Promoted Links app. When you start a brand new site, I want you to know that right away you actually see the Promoted Links site, and it's helping you to get your site started. I suggest you don't immediately remove this, even if you are an experienced SharePoint user. For example, did you know that this will help you to add apps? Notice when I hover over this second tile right here, it asks me, are you working on a deadline? Now, I am working on a deadline. This is a project that I'll be tracking on this site. So let me go ahead and click that and see what happens. Well, actually, what it decides to do is it's offering me two apps that work really well when you're handling a deadline. It's going to give me a task app and a calendar app. And all I have to do is click add them. So it's like SharePoint automatically thought about what I needed and it offered it to me in just two clicks. So don't underestimate the value of the promoted links that are automatically given to you when you start a brand new team site. Notice right now we have a brand new timeline right on the top of our homepage. So not only did it give us two apps, but it put an app part on the page for the timeline and added the two app list to the site. So that's a lot of work we did with just two clicks. But let's work today on making our very own promoted links. I really like these. What you can see from looking at them is that every one of them has a title on the bottom. So there's a little a line of text in a dark area where you can see the title. Then when you hover over that, it kind of explains to you, here's what would happen if you click. And then you can click and it will go somewhere, right? So I think this is a fancy looking app. It kind of makes me feel like I need to know JavaScript or some kind of code, but guess what? You do not. You can do this app no matter how new you are to SharePoint, and I'm going to show you how right now. We're going to start in site contents. And the reason I'm going into site contents first is because I did a little bit of prep in advance today. I went to the site collection images and I uploaded some files that I could use as icons for my promoted links. So in this case, I've uploaded these four on the bottom that have a black background. The reason they have a black background is because they're transparent. So you have an option to use icons with a background that you build into your graphic. You can use images and photos, or you can use transparent icons. I like to use transparent icons because if I change the theme of my site, the background of the transparent icons automatically will change for me. So you'll see when we make the promoted links, they won't be black. They will have the background color of the theme of the site. So I've uploaded those images and I've also, you know, clicked on them once. If you click on them once, you'll get to their item and you can see the name of the file where you can right click and copy that shortcut. You will need to record the shortcut for each icon that you'd like to use in your promoted links. All right. Now here's another tip for you. You don't have to do this, but I suggest it. I love to use Microsoft Excel to help me plan my promoted links. And I want to give you a tip. When it comes to SharePoint, I really believe it's best to sketch before you start, even if you've got experience with the software. And the reason is because if you sketch out something, you're going to be able to do it much faster. You won't be figuring out what you're doing while you're figuring out how. So I sketched out my promoted links right here in Excel. And all I did, you can see, is I took all those things that you need, which is the title of the icon which is that text in the blue bar, the link to the image that will be used for the icon itself, and you can see that I have the links to that site collection images library, then a bunch of text for like when you hover over it, what is it going to say? And then I have the URL for the link to where it will go when you click on it. Excuse me, when you click on it. And I don't know if you know this, but with promoted links, you can also set a type of link. So it doesn't have to be in page navigation. You can also have it open in a new tab. And I've chosen to do that for one of my links because it takes them off the SharePoint site. So I've chosen to open that one up in a new app. Finally, what the promoted links are going to want to know is what order do you want these tiles to show up in from left to right? So I have the order here. So it doesn't matter how you put your rows and what order you put your rows. What matters is the number that's in the order column. So now that I've got this all mapped out and I've talked to my coworkers to make sure that they agree, I am ready to go ahead and prepare my promoted links. So we're going to go back to SharePoint and we're going to go back to Site Contents. And from Site Contents, we're going to use the really big button called Add an App. When I click Add an App, you're not going to right away see promoted links in your list. But if you search for it, you'll find it. So I'm going to type promoted links and hit Enter. And once I do that, promoted links will come up as an app. Now, if you don't see promoted links come up, double check your spelling. If your spelling is right, what it means is that the site template you're using doesn't automatically produce that app. So all you have to do is send your site collection admin a little email that says, please enable team collaboration list feature on our site collection. Offer to give them cookies and it'll happen really quickly too. So otherwise, if you see it, you have nothing to do, you can just click it. And let's go ahead and give it a name. I'm going to call this just simply Home Links. So these are the links for my home page. I'm going to hit Create. Now, as soon as I create it, it's going to be, now this is a brand new site, so I see a lot of new icons. But normally it's easy to pick out because you just have your most recent new icon added. Note that this is a list-based app because of the icon. That's a list app. And these apps are more like list templates than they are like solutions, all right? Now I'm going to click on it, and when I click into it, I get invited to a list. That's all this is. It's a simple SharePoint list. And because the list is empty, we don't see anything. The default view for this list is tiles, and we don't have any tiles in there. And so SharePoint is really helpful. It tells us this list is empty. If you want to add something to this list, you need to go to the All Promoted Links view. And it gives us a handy click off so that we can go there. Once we're there, we're actually able to click New Icon and add our links one at a time. We'll be asked for the title, the background image, the description text, the link off location, the type of launch behavior, and the order. Now, but we were smart. We got this all planned out in Excel, right? So all we're going to do is go to the List tab and click Quick Edit. This is going to open up something similar to an Excel spreadsheet right on our SharePoint page. Now I'm going to flip back over to Excel and just select those columns because I've put it in perfect order. Now, if you want this template, leave a comment down below and I'll make sure you get access to this template. Now I'm going to click and I'm going to actually paste this in. If you're using Internet Explorer, you will have to permit that action. And bingo, we've put all the information in for our new promoted links. And you can see, you know, it's been ordered the way we ordered it, and it's exactly the way we have it in our spreadsheet, and that was super fast. Now, I do want to point out that I did some fancy stuff here. Remember that the link off can be any combination of types of links. In this first one, I have it linking to a page on the site. In the second one, it's linking to a blog on office.com, which, by the way, you should check out. The third one is linking to an open email app. So actually, this is a mail to tag, which will open a brand new email. I've even added a query string to specify what the subject of the email is. So when they click on this tile, they're going to open up an email in whatever app they have, whatever email application they have, and it will have a subject of SharePoint and it will go to me. And then finally on the last one, if you notice, it ends in newform.aspx. I've actually created another list on this site and I've created a ticket submission form. And I opened that form in the new list and I copied the URL, which should end in newform.aspx. And now when I click that tile, it's going to launch my brand new form. Aren't we smart? SharePoint makes it so easy to do this kind of stuff. Let's see how this turned out. I do want to point out, when you're done editing in a quick edit table, make sure you click away to another table, another cell, because saving actually occurs every time you move to the next cell. All right, so now I'm going to click on, up here you can see your views. I'm going to click on tiles, and we're going to be able to see the wonderful work that we did in, I don't know, I can't even say that was a full minute, but we're done doing it. And here we have four promoted links already, and they seem to be working. Let's try and do the email us feedback. I'm going to click that and click allow, and notice how my Outlook opens up, and it opens up with my address, and the subject is SharePoint, as I configure it right into that URL. You can also configure query strings and source paths. So for those of you that are geeky, there's no limits to what you can do there. I'm going to go back to the home page, because all we have left to do is to add it to our homepage, because nobody knows about our wonderful work. So I'm going to remove that promoted links because we don't need it. We've already done our setup. And I'm going to edit this page. And once I edit the page, I see all the web parts. And I'm just going to click right under this timeline because that's where I want them to be. But I just click where I want it to go, and then I'm going to go to the insert tab, which is at the top of the screen in the ribbon. And I'm going to choose app part. But remember, I told you in part one, if you make a mistake and choose web part, not a big deal, because all the apps are at the top of the web parts anyway. So we called our app home links. So I'm going to click on that. I'm going to just click the add button on the right. And now our promoted links are on the home page. I'm going to do one more thing. Because they're so self-explanatory, I'm going to remove the Chrome that has the title Home Links. So I did Edit Web Part, and now I'm going to go to Appearance. And you see where it says Chrome Type over here? Default would give me a header above my Home Links that says Home Links. Yuck. I'm going to choose None because I don't need any title. I can apply that change and hit OK, and it will take force. And now I'm going to save that page. And I have just certified you as an official SharePoint developer. You are able to complete a complete solution with just a few clicks, and they work beautifully. Let's submit a ticket. So I'm going to click on this. It's going to open up my new form that I had made earlier, and now I can submit my support ticket. So think of all the things you can do at Promoted Links. Let me just flip back to PowerPoint for a minute and give you some additional ideas. So here's some thinking out of the box about promoted links. In the first group here on the top, what I'm saying is tell me just what I need to know, right? So each promoted link, you could imagine you have a SharePoint site and maybe you have a navigation bar and a quick launch, but you want to give them on that homepage, like front and center, what they really need to know. So you can set each one of these promoted links to go to my views, my events, my timesheets, my report journal, and my task. This way, the SharePoint's looking at the current user and is going to dynamically filter those pages down to just what they need to know. So easy to do with SharePoint. No code needed. Under that, I have another example of using the promoted links as a process guide, right? So in this case, I'm using a guide for creating marketing collateral. So if you click on create, it tells you, okay, here's what's involved in authoring a document. If you click on review, it gives you some guidance on how to review, what to look for as you review documents. If you click on publish, it tells you how to approve the document. But think about a project site. Maybe you have new project managers who aren't familiar with the plan and the design, the initiate, the monitor phases. You could make a tile for each project phase and then behind it provide templates, provide guidance on how to do those different phases of the project. I mean, just seriously, just stand back and think out of the box because there's so much you can do with this. The third one that I really like is using it for categorization. So in this case, I have a SharePoint site, and it has a library of videos, and it has a library of documents. And what I'm doing is I created one page on SharePoint. And from the title page or the home page, I have these tiles. And what the tiles are doing is passing a query string to that page. And that query string says ?product=. And based on what they click, it'll be SharePoint, OneNote, link, or access. And whatever it is passed to that page, the page will dynamically show the video and the documents that relate to that product. Now think about how that would cut down on the number of pages that you have to create and manage. So really try and think out of the box. And that's the case with all your built-in apps. I don't have time today to go into all of my favorites, but here are some I'd like to recommend to you. The promoted links, of course. I could write a blog on 20 different ways to use promoted links. I encourage you to think of some ideas, share them in the comments. I'd love to see what ideas you come up with about using promoted links. I love the task list that we got for free just by paying attention to that Get Started promoted link that's given to us by the product group by default when we create a new site. There's an issue tracking list that's amazing, and I'm going to let you look into it. Announcements, great for when you want to post things, but you want that post to expire. And maybe you don't have a lot of content editors, right? So it'll automatically expire on a certain date. Nobody has to go up there, get it, and pull it down. Discussion groups, which you could use if you don't have Yammer integration. And the contact list can be combined with maps and geolocation extensions. So really amazing stuff built right in. You have it. Why not leverage it? I want to encourage you to go ahead and try one of these apps out. Put it on your site. Add the app. But after you add it, try editing something. You know, add a column to it. Do something to make it yours. Because you know what? If you get involved in how these built-in apps work and you just try it, be a little bit creative, you are going to find just the right app for that.